Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on The Score.
I've been privileged to coach some of the great players in the game, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here today. I want to thank all the players for being here today. I want every one of you guys to remember where you're at right now and remember the feeling that you have today. Next year, we want to be right now coming off the ice with our skates on, and we're preparing for our first round opponent. And you're going to know that when you're on that ride, it's the ride of a lifetime, and the memories are going to be everlasting. So look forward to that. Get excited about this opportunity. It's real, and I really believe in the team, and I'm looking forward to this challenge, and the ambition is going to be right there, and we're going to accomplish it.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
Joel Quenneville back where he belongs, behind a bench, on the ice, coaching a team. He's with a head coach now of the Florida Panthers. This hour on The Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And Spiegs, our next guest, it's going to be cool to talk to this guy. An architect of a dynasty, and he hired Joel Quenneville in 2008, and he just got a shot to do it again as the GM of the Florida Panthers.
And he's the sound of hockey for a lot of people that grew up watching at least road Blackhawks games. In this town, he is Dale Talon, and he sounds like hockey to a lot of people, Danny.
Dale Talon joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s for $229 a month. Hey, Dale.
How's it going?
It's going really well. Thank you for the time. What's it like to be able to hire Joel Quenneville again?
Well, it's a mulligan. I get another shot at him, and I think it's fabulous for our franchise. I'm really excited about this wonderful opportunity. I always down deep hope this would happen again, and I got my wish. So I'm really elated, and as I said in the press conference, I'm kind of giddy. I can't wait for the season to start. I'm really excited about it. It was really great for our franchise. We needed this, it kind of gives us some credibility in the workplace, and I'm really happy for him, and I'm happy that we'll be together again.
Quality of cigars that you can get down there in Florida, probably a factor for Joel, and you'll make sure to have the daily racing form delivered to his office, I assume?
Yes, whatever it takes. Slippers, a robe, whatever you want.
Barry Trotz brought his kind of old school philosophy to New York, and that worked out well. There's a lot of conversation here, Dale, that cues ways just kind of don't work anymore in the NHL. You seem to not agree with that, obviously.
Well, there's not anyone else, and there's only one other guy in the history of the game that's done a better job, or one more game. So I think he's got a lot left in the tank.
Dale, how quickly after Joel was fired by the Hawks did you reach out?
Oh, I'm not for a while. I reached out at Christmas to wish him a Merry Christmas. We're friends. We've known each other quite a while, and I like his wife, and I like his family, and I just talked to him briefly around Christmas time and maybe one other time. But it's just kind of I'd read somewhere on a TSN report that he was itching to get back in, and when I heard that or saw that, I approached our owner, Vinny Viola, and I said, Vinny, I think we should make a change, and I think we should really pursue Joel and attack him and see if he'd want to come to Florida. So that's how it all went down.
He can come off kind of angry and gruff, but truthfully, he's a player's guy, isn't he? Like, players love him.
Yeah, they all do. I haven't heard anybody say anything negatively about, I'm sure he's a little, comes across as a little rough, but he's not. But he's fair, he's honest, and he's to the point. There's no nonsense, no BS, and that's what guys really respect. I mean, he's all business when it's business, and he's all play when it's play. So it's fun to be around him because you enjoy working with him and you enjoy being around him.
ex-Hawks GM and current GM of the Florida Panthers, Dale Talon, is our guest. Just got a chance to rehire Joel Quenneville. I was reminded today of an interview you did back around, I don't know, 2010, 2011, where you said that Coach Q called you as they were after they were celebrating the 2010 Cup and said, you know, maybe one day we'll get a chance to win one of these together. How long have you been thinking, and have you guys reminisced about that conversation?
Well, I think it was more my, you know, he had called me from the locker room. I was at Bill Torrey's house when Kaner scored that goal. And then much later from the locker room, after a few libations, I got a call, a little bit of a conference call from Joel and the staff and some of the players. And, you know, down deep, I felt someday that I'd like to be on the ice with them if that was the case. And never really thought it might happen again, but I was hopeful. And here it is. So, you know, now we've got a chance to do that. We've got a lot of hard work in front of us. We have a lot of good players, but we still have, you know, it's difficult to win. So we have to really work well together, work hard, and hope for the best.
Do you still – have you taken pride all through these years when you watch Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, guys you drafted, when you see those guys have success?
Of course.
Yeah?
Ideally, I'd like to play the Blackhawks in the finals. You know, that would be the ultimate trick. You know, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I never wish ill will on those guys or that team. You know, I've moved on. I'm very happy in Florida. I've got a great owner, a great place to live. We have great young players. So what's there to bitch about, you know?
You know, they both actually just had career years, and yet the Hawks missed the playoffs. I always thought, you know, as long as you have those two guys, you're going to be able to build a team. Is it harder to build a team now if you have two stars or a couple? Is it harder to build a team these days than maybe we thought it would be a decade ago?
Well, you know, the cap there depends on your cap and your budget. You know, it's hard to maintain once you have success and everyone's salaries escalate. And it's hard to keep that team together. And so, you know, you need more than two players. You need a whole group. And as you'll see, it's 16 wins here coming up. It's a war of attrition. You know, you have to be deep in all areas. And you have to get some breaks as well. But, you know, it's difficult to keep a team together for a long period of time.
Talking to Dale Talon on the score. So you still follow the Hawks. What's your assessment of where they're at right now as a franchise?
Well, they got a lot of good prospects. They got a lot of good players. And, they, you know, in the second half, they're on a pace for 100 points. So they made some good moves. And, you know, they have a lot of talent. And they still have some good veteran presence that have won before. So, you know, it doesn't take much now if you stay the course and develop and mentor and draft well. Getting the third pick overall will not hurt. So, you know, they've got a lot of good players. They're an exciting team to watch.
Dale, to go back into yesteryear, you know, obviously so much has been talked about, you know, drafting Toews at three and Kane at one. But we were talking about best free agent signings in Chicago sports history on the show a month or so ago. And obviously Hossa's name is mentioned. What can you tell us about the pursuit and what led up to signing a contract that ended up being one of the greatest in Chicago sports history?
Well, that was a lot of work because, you know, a lot of teams were after him. And he'd been to the finals two straight years with two different teams. And, you know, we did a lot of schmoozing, a lot of talking. You know, Rich Winter was the agent. You know, Stan and I worked well together on that. And it was a team concept. We were aggressive. We had the, you know, Rocky gave us the funds to go after it. And so, you know, it was hard to do, but it was a collaborative effort by many people. And it was a great acquisition. He was the missing link, you know, and he's a great person, a great player. And he was the reason why they won the first cup for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of a rare two-way player. For Hossa, they're still looking to replace him. The quality of Marian Hossa as compared to anybody that you've ever had on your teams, where does he stand for you there, Dale?
Well, I'm surprised he didn't win more Selke awards. You know, I think if he was a North American player, he probably would have won numerous awards in that regard. You know, we have a similar player in Florida and Alexander Barkov. You know, they're very similar, skilled, and pay attention to detail, and are good two-way players, great two-way players, and very confident and very unselfish players, that, and they're willing to pay the price at both ends. They're very rare, especially in today's game.
Daly, you said, you know, you got your coach, you got your young players, you got the optimism. What's there to bitch about? What's the fan support like? Not exactly known as a hockey hotbed.
No, but it's coming. We had a great week since we announced the signing. The last 3 days, we had knocked it out of the park. You know, we just have to win consistently. And when we do, we have great enthusiasm and energy, and we see an upturn in our season tickets and in our fan reaction. You know, it's an effort, obviously. There's a lot of different things pulling at them in Florida. You know, it's hard to play early. The snowbirds aren't down there. It's tough in October and up till Thanksgiving. And so we have to find a way to get people interested early in the year. And then around Thanksgiving and through Christmas and Easter, we do fairly well. So I think consistent winning, get a good run in the playoffs for a few years will really help us.
Was reading about your family and your daughters, Dale, and I know one daughter does improvisation, does comedy improv, and boy, that can be a terrifying thing to watch, whether you know the people do it or not. When do you get more stressed out, watching your team in a tight game in the third period or watching your daughter try to improvise on a stage?
Well, I was pretty stressed out this year, the way we protected leads. But, you know, it's never, you know, when... you know, sitting there, and when improv doesn't work, it's tough. But she's got a lot of nerves. She's a great kid, and she's a lot of fun. And God bless her for giving it a good shot every time.
And it sounds like your other daughter here in Chicago is doing some really impressive stuff.
Yeah. She just passed the bar, and she's working for Sidley Austin. And after a stroke 11 months ago, so she's. Got great determination and a lot of passion and pride. So I'm very fortunate. I have a great family, great wife, and two wonderful daughters. So I'm blessed.
Well, that's awesome. And we'll get you out of here with a couple of predictions. So I know you're a big golfer on the Canadian PGA Tour. You got a Masters pick for us?
Well, I took Tiger in my pool. I took Tiger, Thomas, Johnson, and Bubba Watson in my four-man pool. So, you know, Tiger's off to a good start, and that's a good thing. I'd like to see him win it.
Yeah, and the fellow Canadian golfer, Corey Connors, 2 under par in the clubhouse.
Yeah, great. But he's a Leaf fan, so we won't hold that against him.
Okay. And then do you have a Stanley Cup pick?
You know, it's so hard this year. There's so many good teams, so many equal teams. I mean, obviously everyone thought Tampa was going to walk away with it, but after last night, you never know now. And but you know, there's some good teams out west as well, you know, so it's going to be a real fight this year. I think there's going to be a lot of 7-game series.
A lot of fondness for you up here, Dale, obviously remains, and now you got Q. Just need a couple more guys, maybe a veteran defensive player like Brent Seabrook. That might be a nice fit down there.
I can't talk about other teams' players.
Okay.
Unless you want to pay the fine.
We have no interest in paying the fine, but Hawks fans Hawks fans going to be happy with who they get at 3. Is it a good draft at the top?
Yeah, you know, there's some good players in this year's draft. We have 9 picks, so we're looking forward to it. That's always the fun part of the year. And, you know, we think that we're going to get a good player at 13. And, you know, a third pick overall will be a good player for that probably could play next year. So that's good news.
All right, Dale. Well, congrats on getting your man and hiring Coach Q, and we'll see you for a Hawks-Panthers Stanley Cup final.
That would be awesome. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.